TV on. Look at what's going wrong. Politicians slinging dirt. The tensions in the church. Better not be a going on. No, not that way it's wrong.
Praise God and God bless you this morning. Woo, I think the world needs a drink of Jesus, the drink we're talking about. When you drink from that well, Jesus well, amen, you'll never thirst again. Good to see my lovely daughter in the house. Thank you for stopping by. May the good Lord continue to bless you and everything you do today. May you just continue to be blessed. Amen. We're truly looking forward to what the good Lord has laid out today, because today is a new day. Yes, let us, the people of God, recognize and realize that this is a new day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I mean, listen, with Christ, we can face all things. Because, well, you will face some things today. Maybe new giants, maybe new situations, but when you face those new challenges today, those of us that have Christ know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our precious Lord and Savior. But now when you try to enter in through it without Him, well, let us know how things work out for you. Hey, you can give us a shout out. 931-229-0768. Leave your 3-minute pre-recorded prayer request you can drop off, or an uplifting, encouraging Bible verse, or maybe part of your story. Either way, we truly look forward to hearing from you, whether you use the SpeakPipe app or the landline. We just want to interact with you, the listener. We pray our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, letting the world know right here at GND All Gospel Radio that God's not dead, that He's alive and working actively and powerfully in the lives of His people, and we pray that you be His people. Now, if not, hey, here's some good news. Today is the day of salvation. This is the appointed and acceptable time. If you'll go to him, yes, right now, right there, right where you're at. If you'll go to him with a broke heart, a contrite spirit, and sorrowful repentance, he will in no wise cast you out. Just surrender to the Lord. Amen. Let go and let God be God. Praise God in your life. That's our prayer, that God would just draw you if you're lost and undone, that you would feel that holy conviction, drawing spirit of the sweet Lord drawing you to him as he calls your name. Amen. Amen. We pray that God just continue to heal the sick, draw the lost, revive, refresh, and renew his people. Yes, for this we recognize is a new day the Lord has made. Let us, the people of God, praise him. Yes, I mean praise him. Amen. Just raise your hands up and begin to praise him. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Us home. I've got a feeling just any time Gabriel's trumpet is gonna chime. The clouds will roll back in the eastern sky. We'll be changed. My oh my, I got a feeling. And I've got a feeling it'll be great. The streets of gold and the pearly gates, a mansion that's been built for me, right beside the crystal sea. But what'll make it heaven for me? The face of Jesus I will see. I've got a feeling, and I've got a feeling that's real, based on the truth, not just the way that I feel.
Well, praise God, I got a feeling. Amen. You know, if you really think about it, as we start our day off, this new day the Lord has made, we got to make a decision, don't we? Those of us that say we love him, those of us that say we're born again, are we going to trust him? And that starts off the day, whether we do or whether we don't. Think about that for a moment. I mean, for real. It's a real issue that needs to be dealt with, because if you're, think about this. If you're holding anger, bitterness, resentment, whatever you may be holding against somebody, and you're not forgiving them, whoa. I mean, you can say what you want to say, but the Word of God tells us when we stand praying, we need to forgive if we have an ought against any against any. Do you get that word, any? Because that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. I mean, if you got some things going on and you find that you are upset to the point that you don't want to forgive somebody, well, you're in trouble. I mean, the devil's going to manipulate that today. And is that trusting and standing on the word of God if we hold anger, wrath, jealousy, strife, and envy? Or is that being led by the flesh? Something to think about as we start this new day that the Lord has made. Let us, the people of God, rejoice in it as we apply the word of God to our life. You may want to look at Mark chapter 11, verse 25 for you today if you're having some issues in this forgiving category. Because we are to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you, friend. Look in Ephesians chapter 4. Yeah. I believe that's about verse 32. You want to check that out as you just, dive into the Word of God. Amen. Now, we got to make that choice. Are we going to trust in His Word? Are we going to trust in the Spirit to be led by the Spirit? Or are we going to lean to our own understanding and get ourselves in worse trouble than we maybe are in at this moment? I mean, when you lean to yourself, listen, you're going to make a mess of it. That's a truth. Amen. So let me encourage you once again. Hey, let's forgive one another. Pray one for another. Amen. I mean, listen, we've got to be, we got to let go of this anger that's going around and around and around, that the devil just keeps stirring the pot, causing people to be angry because nobody will do nothing for them. Well, why are you so angry? Because nobody will do nothing for you. I mean, you need to do what you do for the glory of God, not to please people, not to win people to your side. We're to point people to Christ. Amen. And whether anybody ever helps Bishop Eddie or not, that doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't, because I know who and where my strength comes from. Amen. And you know, we do what we do because we love the Lord right here at GND All Gospel Radio. Now, we thank God for the faithful listeners and those that share the program, those that click like, those that call in. May God continue to bless you. But the truth is, I'm going to do what I do whether you call or not. I'm going to do what I do because what I do, what me and my lovely wife Pauline does, is because we are doing it unto the Lord. We recognize and realize that everything we do, we need to do as though we're doing it unto the Lord. So if you're holding grudges and if you're feeling, you know, like you just can't forgive that person, you may want to spend some time in your prayer closet. Amen. Have a little talk with Jesus. Praise God. You know, just saying. I mean, something to think about today as we enter this new and just wonderful day the Lord has made. Amen. And recognizing and realizing that God's got you. He's got you if you'll let go and hold on to Him. If you'll let go of the world and hold on to the unchangeable hand of the great I Am, He's got you. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you, never abandon you. He's there to the end of the age if you'll just choose this day, this new day. Whom will you serve? I mean, it's your choice. Truth, choose this day whom will you serve. What are you going to be about, self or about the kingdom work? Huh? I mean, it's your choice. You do whatever you so please. Because, friend, when you leave this world, whether through and by the grave or the catching away, you will stand before the Lord thy God, and you're either going to hear Him say, enter in or depart from me. You can hide your sins from me and them and they and those over there, and you can live a counterfeit life, and you can try to fake it till you make it, but I tell you, it ain't going to work. Huh? Because sadly, but truth, there are going to be a multitude of people. I'm talking about many people are going to hear Him say on that wonderful and dreadful great day, depart from me, for I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. I mean, you think you're getting away with, you know, those little sins you're doing? You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. You do know. Those little thoughts you're having, that little jealousy that you know you're dealing with, but yet you won't let it go, or you know that bitterness toward others because they're doing more than you, and you wonder why nobody asks you and why nobody is telling you to do anything. Well, what about you do it as though you're doing it unto the Lord? What about you motivate yourself? What about that? Encourage yourself in the Lord. What about that? What about you saying, hey, what can I do today to help you? Huh? What about denying yourself? Yeah, for real. We're going to talk about it throughout the program, but I want you to know that God loves you. And even if you're making a mess out of everything right now, He'll take that mess and turn it around into a blessing if you'll let go of self, if you'll deny self. Pick up your cross and follow after Jesus. Amen. And I'm not talking about denomination. I'm not talking about following after man. I'm talking about following the Lord. He has set the example. Amen. And it's all throughout His Word. But you got to get in His Word. Amen. Because God's promises are true. Listen, He's not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? He's a God of His Word. Are you a person of your word? Something to think about. Are you one of them that just look religious and don't have a relationship, and you want to be involved, but yet you're not sold out, you're not all in, you're not willing to sacrifice, give up, and come out of the world, and you try to hold on to everything, huh, that you want, but yet you're not letting go, huh? You're in trouble. You're being deceived by self and the enemy. The devil has blinded your eyes and is leading you emotionally. You know, for real. You need to think about it. I'm telling you, just give it thought today and ask yourself, what have you done or what are you doing to glorify God? Huh? Because what you say and what you do, if you're claiming to be a child of God, ought to be glorifying God. Just think about it. I mean, if all you're doing is complaining and murmuring, if all you're doing is saying, well, nobody loves me, well, if all you're doing is saying, well, that's fake, this is fake, that's fake, they're crooked. Now, listen, we know there's fake out there, but we're not to glorify the fake. We're to uplift Jesus. We're to tell this world about our precious Lord and Savior. We call out sin. Amen. We call out sin. Amen. Those that are preaching the truth. But also, we tell you there's forgiveness. Yes, you can be forgiven. If you're alive, there's hope, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Why don't you just reach out, and take a hold of His hand. Amen. Woo, praise God. I'm about to get plumb up happy in here. Anyway, let me see if I can get over here. I want to get over here and share a testimony call in. So be blessed, and we're just going to continue throughout this day, even though it's raining here in Crossville, Tennessee. We do ask prayers for this evening's street feed at 4 o'clock. I think the rain is supposed to break off at about 3. They're giving only a 20% chance, I believe, unless that's changed since a couple hours ago, for 4 o'clock, and then back up at around 7 o'clock. But usually our street feed is from 4 to 5:30. Usually we're wrapping it up around 5:30. So just be praying the good Lord hold back the weather so we can just be a blessing to the community right here as we reach out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our wonderful and precious Lord and Savior. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So remember, maybe that mess you're wallowing in, maybe you making that because you like to wallow in the mud. Huh? Just saying. Some people love the attention that they get from speaking negativity. Yeah, think on that. We're to speak life. You have the power of life and death in your tongue. Which one will you be speaking today? Choose you whom you're going to serve today. Huh? For this is a new day the Lord has made. Let us, the people of God, rejoice and be glad in it. And let's share some good news to this lost, hurt, and dying world. Give this a listen, Lord willing. We'll be back in a little bit as we continue to uplift Jesus right here in word, song, and testimony. Amen. Because it's all about Jesus. Praise God. Be blessed.
Hey, everybody, Joe here. I just wanted to call in and Tonight I want to read in Psalms 118, verses 18 through 22. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. And I hope y'all have a blessed night.
Knock, the door's unlocked. No, there ain't no place like home. In this house, these hardwoods love to talk. They all creak when you walk. And that kitchen table's still tough and able to feed us all. In this house, we live by country music. Might fight, but we get through. All I'm saying is we're strong as that foundation. In this house we live in, we all get forgiveness. Try our best, but we still fall sometimes. Yeah, no, it ain't always sunshine, but it's a beautiful life. Got a million memories only you can find. Yeah, on a quarter acre corner lot. Ain't gotta knock, the door's unlocked. No, there ain't no place like home.
I wanted to call in today, and I want to thank the Lord for waking me up and giving me another day. You know, I can't express enough to taste and see that the Lord is good. I can't express enough how thankful we should be. You know, thankful that we have a mighty, powerful God that protects and looks over us and helps us through our day and gives us opportunities and gives us functional bodies. Because there's a lot of people that woke up that didn't have a functional body. There's a lot of people that didn't even wake up today. There's a lot of people that's living today and had lost a family member. You know, so even if you have lost a family member, he comforts the ones that mourn. But just be thankful today. You know, it starts with a heart of gratitude. You know, be grateful. Because God is worthy to be praised for everything. But I wanted to read this morning for God. And this one is hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Father, even as I hunger and thirst for righteousness, sometimes I am distracted. Sometimes I only half-heartedly seek you. But I do long to live as you wish for me to live. I know that through Christ, you see me as righteous. Help me to deeply desire to resist sin, and to know you and glorify you fully in this life. I know that blessings comes with this type of pursuit of holiness. Seek Christ daily. Seek him with your whole heart. A real intimate growing relationship with Him will lead you to right living and right choices. Matthew 5:6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, every day I thank God that He's with me and He never leaves me or forsakes me. And I strive every day to live more like Christ, the mind of Christ. What would Jesus do? I ask myself that lots of times a day, you know. And I want to please God. I want to do what He wants me to do. So y'all just pray for me in my walk that, you know, that I don't fear what no man or nobody can do to me. That my fear comes from God. And that's the beginning of wisdom. I fear what God can do to me, because what He can do to the body and soul. And I just want to do what is right and acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. And I pray that everybody else does. And I pray that God just blesses you and keeps you throughout your day. Remember, seek. Seek the face of Jesus.
And if I were in your shoes, I'd be worried about eternity. I know just what I would do if I were in your shoes. You love that girl with all your heart, and you know but if she knew the truth, it would tear her world apart. So just remember what your daddy said. Turn your back on the temptation. Turn the page and go on home. Boy, stop before it is too late. 'Cause if I were in your shoes, I'd think about tomorrow. I'd think about the girl who thinks the world of you. And if I were in your shoes, just what I would do if I were in your shoes.
Didn't take 12 steps, didn't take blue lights, didn't have to hit rock bottom to finally see the light. A couple whiskey bins in my Chevrolet, waking up hungover out in the driveway. I walked up to the line, looked over the edge, and didn't like what I saw. So I turned around, babe. All it took was you. Can it sure is blue? The 30th Sunday sermons to finally hear the truth. Things are getting out of hand. Didn't want to be that man. Yeah, I want my
medicine bottle and he feels lost. The other hits his knees to pray. Lord knows that I ain't perfect, a far cry from Superman. The little boys, they need heroes, so I'm doing the best I can. All it took was you. Can't assure the wind is blue. 30 years of Sunday sermons.
Well, praise God and God bless you, family and friends. Once again, thank you for stopping by, spending some time with us. We're going to try a new thing this morning. You know us. We're always trying to get the gospel out. Amen. I'm going to try to share. My son this morning was on live, Evangelist Chris Chaney. Amen. From Saving America One Soul at a Time. He was broadcasting. I want to try to share that. He had a word about faith this morning. So let's see if this works out. See if I can get over here to it. I hope I can. Believe I can.
Amen. For it is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. You know, I'm not going to be on here very long today. Praise God. But, you know, as I got up this morning, as I've been praying and, you know, seeking the Lord and talking to the Lord, you know, faith is what keeps coming to me today. Amen. Faith. And how we have a whole lot of people that say they have faith with their lips, but they don't live out the faith that they say they have. And it's sad. It really is. It's sad. Because a lot of people, a lot of people are missing out on what God really has in store for them, on what God wants for them, because they're not walking by faith. You know, particularly what was coming to me, amen, this morning, you know, talking about faith, but, you know, talking about, you know, pain pills, talking about, you know, pain pills is just what keeps coming to me this morning, amen, as we're talking about faith, amen. And there's a lot of people that are standing behind the pulpits, praise God, that are trying to teach people and preach to people about faith, but yet they themselves don't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet they themselves are putting their faith and their trust in pain pills instead of in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's okay. I know I might get in a little bit of trouble with some people out there today, praise God. It'll be all right, amen. I'm going to keep praying for you. You keep praying for me, amen. But there's a lot of people, amen, that's not putting their faith into action, amen. I know one thing for sure. I know that who the Son makes free is free indeed, amen, and that you can truly be made free, amen. You can truly be made free. But that's the one thing that boils me up. You know, is we got a lot of people trying to tell other people about Christ, trying to tell other people about the goodness of God, and they don't even know about him themselves. Amen. They don't even know about the goodness of God themselves. Amen. They don't even know, praise God. I mean, they don't know down deep inside. They don't know the goodness of God. They don't know the power of God. But yet they're trying to tell others about it. You got preachers that are standing behind the pulpit that are still addicted to pain pills. Come on now. They still trading off people, buying them, and all kinds of things. They're addicted to pain pills, but yet they get behind the pulpit and they try to preach and teach to you about how you can be made whole and about how you can be set free. But here they still stand addicted, praise God, to these pain pills. The Word of God tells us that if we're going to preach the gospel, then we must live according to the gospel. So it's faith. Amen. It's faith. You know, I know for me, I'm going to speak for me. Amen. That I don't even like to take a Tylenol. I don't like to even take an ibuprofen or a Tylenol. I have to be hurting pretty bad. I have to be hurting real bad. To even take something. And I do take a Tylenol or something every now and then. And you know, I hurt every day, my back and my feet. And you know, I mean, I hurt every day, but I don't take a Tylenol every day. But anyway, me personally, you know, I have to be hurting pretty bad. And that comes from because I told God, you know, one time I said, if I'm going to, you know, teach and preach to the people about faith, amen, then I want to be able to have that faith. Amen. I want to be able to have that faith. I want to be able to trust you, Lord, with everything, with all things. I want to be able to show them, amen, not just tell them about faith, but I want to be that example. I want to be able to show them what faith looks like, amen, praise God. So for that reason, I'll hardly ever even take a Tylenol or anything. I just hardly ever will. I have to be hurting pretty bad. But, you know, we got a lot of people, like I said, and a lot of preachers that are standing behind the pulpit and a lot of people that are getting on Facebook and a lot of people that are trying to tell people that you can be made whole, that you can be set free, but yet they themselves.
Well, praise God. I don't know what happened to the connection, but for some reason he froze up or we have lost. I'm going to try to reset it here. Give me just a few seconds seeing what's going on. I don't know if it was at his end or if it's at our end. It says it's supposed to be 16 minutes, but did yours end too? My dad's sitting over here watching as well on his phone. His ended too, so I don't know if he got cut off or if it's, I don't know what's going on. I just wanted you, the listener, to know that we didn't stop the broadcast. We were enjoying the Word of God for the people of God. Amen. And by a man of God that's obeying the Lord. Very proud of my son, Evangelist Chris Chaney, much more than an evangelist in the Lord. Truly an honor and a blessing when I can catch him. I don't get to see him a lot in my news feed, but I try to share as much as I can from different ministers that's on fire for the Lord. Amen. That'll stand and proclaim this gospel, sharing the truth. Amen. We could all do better than we're doing. Amen. I can't get him back up. I'm trying.
Those are servants of corruption, but yet they themselves have not been set free, but yet they themselves are still addicted to the pain pills. And it's sad. It's sad. Amen. It's sad. Because listen, no matter, I know that no matter what you're dealing with, Christ can truly set you free. Amen. He can truly set you free. Amen. He can take away that whatever it is, and he can take away the desire. He gives you a new heart. Amen. He gives you a new mind. Praise God. Let's be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Amen. A different way of thinking. And when you have a different way of thinking, amen, you have a different way of looking at things. Amen. And when you look at things different, then you act different. Praise God. Somebody talk to me. Amen. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And there's so many people standing behind these pulpits, amen, that need to become a new creature, amen. The old man has not died away yet. And that's okay. Some people are going to get mad at me, amen. But listen, I'm telling you, praise God, that listen, if you're not walking by faith yourself, then what do you think gives you the right to get up and to preach and to tell people that they should be walking by faith? As we said, the word says those that preach the gospel, we're held liable to live according to the gospel. So walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Whether I live or whether I die. But then it comes back to that. A lot of folks, and I said this last night, praise God, a lot of folks are afraid to die. They're afraid to die. They're afraid to die because deep down in their soul, they know that things ain't right with God and they're afraid to die. They know that certain things ain't right deep down in, so they're afraid of death. They're afraid to die. Because like I said last night, you know, a dead man is not afraid of death. He's already died. So if we crucify ourselves on the cross with Christ, amen, and we judge ourselves and we evaluate ourselves, then we know where we're going. Amen. We know that a better home awaits. Amen. We know that we're going to get to make it where the streets are paved with gold. Amen. Where there be no more sorrow, no more pain. Amen. Where God himself shall wipe away your tears. Amen. Praise God. When you know that you know, amen, that you're standing right with God. Amen. And you're judging yourself and evaluating yourself. Amen. And then you look for that better home. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking for that better home. Amen. I'm a passer through here. Amen. This world ain't my home. I don't belong in this world. Amen. I've got a job to do what time I'm here, but I've got a better place awaiting on me. Amen. So my God, we should not fear nothing except for God. Amen. Nothing except for God. Come on, somebody. We should not fear nothing except for God. But yeah, we got people that are popping pain pills. Amen. Standing behind the pulpit, still preaching. Amen. Swapping pain pills with people in the congregation. Oh, it goes on a lot more than what you think it does. Praise God. The pastor swapping pain pills with people sitting in the congregation. Selling pain pills to other people, swapping them back and forth, calling up somebody when I don't got mine and you can I get yours and can you get mine and swapping them back and forth because you're addicted to them. And they're trying to tell everybody else to believe on this man called Jesus Christ, but yet they themselves don't even believe on him. But yet they themselves, come on now. I don't know what it is about pain pills, praise God. But like I said this morning, talking about faith and pain pills, and that's what came to me, amen. That's what the Lord shared with me this morning, talking about the pain pills. Listen, if you're dealing with the pain pills, amen, listen, I know that God can set you free, amen. I know that Christ can truly set you free, amen. I know that he can take away that desire. He can take it away. I know you might have got started on them because you was in an accident, because you got hurt, because this happened, because that happened, or whatever the case may be, but now you're addicted to them, and you got to have them, and you can't stop taking them, and sometimes you're abusing them, and some of you know that you're abusing them, praise God, and you're swapping, and you're trading, and you're selling, and you know you're addicted to them, praise God. I tell you that Christ can make you free, amen. Christ can make you free. But let me say this to you ones that might be listening that are a preacher or an evangelist or whatever you are, praise God, and you're getting behind the pulpits and you're popping your pain pills, amen, at night when you get back home and you're getting high off your pain pills and you're popping your pain pills and you're trading them and you're selling them and you're running to the doctor all the time to get them renewed because you can't do without them because you're addicted to them, praise God. I rebuke you in Jesus' name, amen. If you're getting behind that pulpit and you're doing it that way, praise God, I rebuke that in the name of Christ. Amen. Listen, you better search for God. Amen. You better sit down for a minute and evaluate your life. Praise God and look to the face of God. So like I said, I don't know exactly what it is about the pain pills, amen, but that's what the Lord impressed on me this morning, amen. There's a lot of people that are addicted to the pain pills, amen. A lot of people hooked on the pain pills, and I want you to know that God can truly set you free, but you have to get to that point where you stop justifying what you're doing. Amen. You have to get to that point to where you stop justifying it. Stop justifying it. Stop making excuses and stop telling yourself that it's okay and that everything's going to be all right. And you got to get to that place, you know, like I said, even with Tylenol and stuff, you know, again, God, I want to have the faith, amen, so that I can help others. I want to have that faith so that I can help others, amen. So I don't even want to take a Tylenol, man. I don't even like to take a Tylenol because I want to have that faith. When I get a cold or when I get something, I don't even like to take cold medicine. I don't like to take no kind of medicine because I just for that fact, amen, because that's me. And I want to have that faith, amen. I want to have that faith so that I can help others, amen, get through their hard times and their situations, amen. And I don't, and I want to trust in the Lord, amen, to take care of me. And the word says if we just have a little faith as a grain of a mustard seed, amen, we can speak to that mountain and tell it to move, amen, and it must move. Listen, guys, too many people's got too many mountains in their life, amen. Too many things that are slowing you down, that are hindering you, that are keeping you from fully walking in obedience unto the Lord in the way that you should. You know who you are, amen. And there's things in your life, and it don't matter what it is, pain pills or family members or relationships or jobs or money or whatever it might be that is slowing you down, that is keeping you from truly walking in obedience and being a doer of what God wants you to be doing in your life, amen. It is a mountain in your life, praise God, that is blocking you from getting to where God wants you to be, amen. But the word says if we have that faith of a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to that mountain, move, amen, and it must move, praise God. Too many mountains in folks' life, amen, because they don't have faith, amen. And but yet they say they got faith with their lips. A lot of people say they serve the Lord with their lips. A lot of people say they love the Lord with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. But their heart is far from Him. So I say, get your heart right with God. Amen. Because the words that you're saying, amen, if they're not true, they're going to stand against you as a testimony against you. They're going to testify against you. You say you have faith, but yet you live your life without faith. You say you love the Lord and that you would follow the Lord, but yet you really don't. You say you would do anything for the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet when it comes to giving up your money or it comes to giving up the relationship or it comes to giving up certain friendships, you don't. So guys, listen, I wanted to share this with you today. Amen. Listen, I know that Christ can make you free. Amen. I know He can set you free from whatever situation you might be in. Amen. But you have to come to the end of yourself. Amen. You have to deny yourself. Amen. And put yourself on that cross with Christ. Amen. And crucify yourself and die daily to yourself. Amen. And if we do that, praise God, I'm telling you, and I can't stress it enough on how good God is and that He'll be with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Oh, it's not always easy, but God is with us and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. But you got to have the faith. Amen. You got to be faithful. Faithful, not just do it once, not just do it for a day, but continue to do so. Be faithful. Amen. Be faithful. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive forevermore. Amen. And He can truly make you free from whatever situation you might be facing in your life. But like I said, you have to want it. Amen. You have to want it. You have to come to the end of yourself, deny yourself, and say, God, take me. Make me and shape me into who you want me to be. Renew me in the spirit of my mind, Lord. All right, guys, know that I love you. Know that I'm praying for you. Amen. Please continue to send the prayers for me, for my family. Amen. For New Hope and Jesus Worship Center out here in Albany, Kentucky. We greatly appreciate your prayers. Amen. And we love you guys. And good Lord willing, guys, we'll see you next time.
Devil's been running wild these days. Seems like the whole world's living afraid. The other day in Arizona, shots rang out. Little Christina's not with us now. The fish are washing up, birds are falling from the sky. And if you're asking me why, it's a sign of the time. It's time to open up our eyes. It's enough to make you cry. If we're ever gonna turn our world around, we better start right now, treating each other right. But there's still hope inside. Lord, don't let us be blind to the sign of the times. We got violence at home and in the Middle East. Seems like nobody's ever at peace. We got natural disasters every day. Seems like the good Lord's on his way. The preacher man talking about the end of time. We better start living right. It's a sign of the time. It's time to open up our eyes. It's a sign of the time. It's enough to make you cry. If we're ever gonna turn our world around, we better start right now, treating each other right. But there's still hope inside. Lord, don't let us be blind to the sign of the time. While there's still hope inside, Lord, don't let us be blind to the sign of the time. I said, Lord, don't let us be blind to the sign of the time. The devil's been running wild these days.
I wanted to call in and tell the babes in Christ that are new to Jesus, you have to really be careful in this world, because not everybody out there preaching for Jesus is a true man of God. And they're prophesying all kinds of stuff that doesn't come true, and they're saying all kinds of things that doesn't line up with the Word of God. And you've got to really check it and test it to see if whether it is from God or not. The devil's a liar. And he's got all kinds of counterfeit Christianity and Jesus's and stuff that doesn't line up with the Word of God. And people come at you and say that it's God saying that you're a phony baloney fake preacher, Brother Evangelist Boyd Lundy. You're a phony baloney fake preacher, Brother Bishop Eddie Taney. God and Jesus has told that to me. And it's really the devil behind all this stuff. He's got the entire world deceived, and he's very good. And he masquerades, and his servants masquerade as angels of light. Wolves in sheep's clothing, and you have to really be careful. Many false prophets have gone out in the world. You've got to test the spirits to see if whether they are from God. Many of them out there, many, many, many false prophets have gone out in the world. You've got to test those spirits to see if they really are from God. Does what they're preaching and saying line up with the Word of God? A lot of what they're preaching out there doesn't line up with the Word of God, babes in Christ. You've got to check the Word of God and pray about it. You know, a babe in Christ thinks anybody preaching for Jesus out there is preaching the truth. And they'll hear somebody saying, hey, that brother Boy Thomas London, you know, that guy's calling us to do the will of God and stuff like that, saying few are saved, and he's a false preacher. He's a phony baloney, man. Don't even listen to that guy. That brother Eddie's calling, trying to call us to be all in for Jesus. That guy's a phony baloney, a fake, man. Have nothing to do with them in that ministry. Everybody's saved. Anybody who believes in Jesus, just look at John 3:16. Anybody who believes is saved. And that's what they say in the prosperity gospel. And then these guys are living in sin and not repenting. A lot of them are committing fornication with women before marriage, a homosexual acts, and all kinds of sins out there in these churches. They never preach about repentance and sin. They're saying anybody who believes in Jesus and has the world goes right into heaven, but you're blessed by material things, where James 4:4 tells us to come out of the world, and if you are a friend of the world, you're the enemy of God. They're telling you, you can just believe in Jesus, where Jesus says many will say, Lord, Lord, and not have done his will, and not have done the good works that he wants us to do, and he'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. These guys aren't preaching the truth. And the devil is behind this, and he tells lies to people. There's all kinds of ministers out there prophesying the end of the world, and this calamity is going to happen, and earthquakes and stuff like this. And they say it, and it never happens. They're false prophets. They're following these false, satanic devil spirits that masquerade as angels of light. They're making it sound like it comes from God and comes from Jesus, but it's all full of phony, baloney stuff that doesn't line up with the Word of God. So when people tell you, I'm a fake, or Brother Eddie's a fake, you better check and see if what they're preaching really lines up with the scriptures. We're trying to preach the truth from the Bible.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calls the sea. When I'm closest to heaven, and he lived his life with two kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do, but he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. Oh yeah, put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water.
Daughter-in-law Crystal, and I was just calling in to say I love the Lord. I thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank him for salvation. I thank him for all things, because God is truly worthy to be praised. And today I want to share Matthew 7:15. It says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And today you see so much of that, where they're trying to sugarcoat the gospel. They're trying to justify their sins. They're trying to justify other sins. You know, you have a lot of people saying there are many ways to heaven, but there ain't one way to heaven, and that's Jesus Christ through and by him. You know, you can't go no other way, and if you have any sin, it's going to separate you from God. So just know that the Bible says what it means and means what it says, and there's so many out there teaching false doctrine. So not everybody is who they say they are. You know, try them by their spirits. We're supposed to try the spirits and see if they be of God. So if it ain't lining up with the Word of God, then they're not of God. So just remember that. If it don't line up with the Word, what they say, then it's not of God. So try the spirits, because not everybody's who they say they are. Love you guys. Be blessed.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Many people have a terribly wrong idea of heaven. Imagine dazzling brightness and stunning beauty. Your soul is filled with wonder and peace. You look up and see Him, the kindest and most loving face your glistening eyes have ever met. He is Jesus Christ, and this is His home, that He has prepared a place for you to spend eternity. This is not something all people will experience. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will not go to heaven. Do not wait any longer to accept Christ's offer of eternal life in heaven. If you have never begun a relationship with Jesus Christ and you'd like to today, please call or text us at 888-NEED-HIM. We want to meet you in heaven one day, and Jesus is the only way we each get there. Please call or text us at 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
Music with a message. Texas Gospel.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for, added strength, the courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. God can do.
Well, praise God. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. If we'll just do our part. Yep, you got a part. I've got a part. They, them, and us. We've all got a part. Once you accept Jesus Christ, we've got a part to do. It's called being a doer of the Word. Amen. Applying the Word of God to our lives. Now, let's just take for a moment, as we get ready to close out today's broadcast, let's just say you, or them or they, somebody you know, has an addiction. Whether it be pain pills, as the man of God talked about earlier, or it be self or money or food or whatever it is they're facing. Let's say they go to the Lord in repentance today, right now, just right there on the spot. And then they stood up and fell over dead. They're good with the Lord. If it was true from the heart, true sorrowful repentance, they're good. Amen. We know that they are in the hands and the lap of a just God. Now let's say they live and they get up and they rejoice and they've been touched by the Lord and they confess their salvation, believing in their heart and confessing with their mouth that God touched them. Well, then they need to be allowing God to change them. The moment you accepted Him, He begins the work that only He as the great physician can do. Ain't that amazing? And as you walk away, people see the glow. They see it. Your countenance change, and there is a change taking place inwardly and outwardly. And God begins to do that which only He can do, because, of course, we are the clay, and He is the potter, and He begins to work on us. Ain't that amazing? Man, the grace of God, the love of God, the forgiveness of God. So we must remember, the same way that God forgave us, we must forgive others. So when you stand praying, forgive, if you have an ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all messed up. We all stumble. We all make a decision at that moment. We either get back up or we lay there and wallow like the prodigal son. It took the prodigal son a little bit to come to his right mind, didn't it? Thank God he lived. Thank God for the mercies of God. Because if we die in sin, then we will be separated from God for eternity. That's plain throughout the Word of God. But he lived, and he came back to his right mind. And when he did, he realized and recognized that he had sinned against God and man and himself. And he looked and said, you know what? Even the servants of his Father lived better than he did. So he made that first step back home. Today, some of you may need to make that first step back home. Maybe you've grown cold on God. Maybe you've just been hurt, abused, and kicked to the curb, you feel like. But I want to encourage you that no matter where you're at, if you're alive today, whether you're listening live or by way of the archive, and you're alive, there's hope, and His name is Jesus. No matter if you're addicted to pain pills, as we heard the man of God say, and the truth went forth, we thank God for the truth going forth, not only here at GND All Gospel Radio, but all over and around the world. The truth is going out. Amen. I pray that you hear the truth and that you pray through whatever addiction you're facing, whatever financial situation you're facing, whatever you're facing, whatever your giant is. Know that with God, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You can do this. You can make the right choice today. No matter the shape you're in, no matter how it feels, no matter what it looks like right now, you may be ready to give up. Don't you give up. Don't you let go of the promises of God from Genesis to Revelation through. You may have stumbled. You may have fell back. You need to get up, dust yourself off, spend some time in your prayer closet on an old-fashioned bended knee altar, and just give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Today's a new day. You may have messed up this morning, but right now is a new minute in this new day. And you need to make a better decision than you did a minute ago or yesterday. Don't carry yesterday's burden into today. Today is brand new that the Lord has made. Let us, the people of God, rejoice in it, and let the sinner hear the truth. Amen. As we encourage you to go to Jesus. If you're lost and undone, know that today is the day of salvation. That right now, right there, right where you're at, this is the right time. This is your moment. I pray you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If these programs are blessing you and touched you and you've accepted Jesus today, we would love to hear from you. Here's one opportunity. You can dial 931-229-0768 and let the world know that God's not dead, that He is alive and working actively and powerfully in your life. Letting others know where God brought you from gives them hope. And we need to be encouraging those that are in the darkness that they can come to the light of Christ. Amen. For whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Praise God. I'm telling you, today it's just awesome in the Lord. Even though it's raining here in Crossville, Tennessee, please remember to pray for the street feed. We do have a tent that we'll be putting up. People can eat in the dry. We'll have a heater going, and doing our best to do our part. But friend, know that you do have a part. If you live past that knee-bending altar experience, you've got a part. You have to die daily. As we heard the man of God tell us, we need to die daily. This is an every day you get an opportunity to make the right choice. You need to die daily, humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, allowing God to be God in your life. Read His Word, study it. And as we heard Sister Carnell, good to see her back in the chat room. We shared her call-in testimony earlier, and she was encouraging us to try the spirits to see if they be of God, encouraging us. And my daughter-in-law, Crystal Cheney, called in, and same thing, encouraging to study your word. Try the spirits that come at you, because, friend, they're not all of God. But when you read and you find something that's not of God, you pray for that individual. And try to show them a truth if you can, and encourage them to study themselves the Word of God, to work out their own soul salvation with fear and tremble before the Lord thy God. Once we do that and we remind them that sin will separate them from the presence and blessings of God, and that if they die in sin, when sin is done, it brings forth death. Once we encourage them and do that, their blood will not be on our hands as long as we share the good news of the gospel of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to this lost, hurt, and dying world. So be about it today. As you go on into your journey today with the Lord, be about the business of the King. Amen. He said these works that He done, we should do, and even greater, because He went to the Father. Be blessed. Till next time, know that we're praying for you. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
I know when you walk by faith, it ain't easy. Days up ahead aren't all blue skies and breezy. I'm not afraid when my high noon goes dark. Lightning can chase off the hope. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus, take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine alone. My shelter, and He holds me close. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus, take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine, stand in the sunshine.